Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for The Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Starting to have trust issues here with the text line. During the break, I did a little research.
Oh, starting.
I don't see any Tom Brady audio about Drake May.
Like 2 weeks ago.
He's BSing me, the texter.
Tom Brady's not nice enough to say nice things about Drake May.
Also, there's a good shot at the Bruins here from Dan Ball's latest trending. 781. Bruins lost to the Utah Mammoths? Is that even an NHL team?
It's a great question. And it's Mammoth singular, so technically it's
not. I know,
not,
but he put Mammoths.
Yeah, it's almost funny. It's a funnier point to do Mammoths, yeah.
And I get
that's
it.
That's not good.
I
not
get
good.
It. No, that was the one you were at least supposed to steal out there, and now you got to come back for the Panthers. That is a real NHL team. In fact, I believe they're the best NHL team because they gave them a big cup thing that they all get to
walk around. They're a really good team, not just a real team.
That's unfortunate. But it's also unfortunate how close we came to the sweet, sweet, sweet taste of victory, and my $2 also almost making me $96 and change. And yet, we need the results of the pick six, Diz.
A pick six!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six!
Jones with the pick six!
And he flips the game!
Well, it was a welcome turnaround this week for the fellas of WEEI Afternoons in the pick six. We came in with a 2-4 record in week six and a 13-23 total record entering play this week. But we were feeling, I can't even say we were feeling confident because I don't think we were, but we were throwing darts at a board and we were trying to see if any of them would work. We begin, Stiz, with Andy Hart's pick at the top.
Malungai. To the end zone, and there's his first NFL touchdown.
That touchdown came as part of a Bears 26-14 win over the Saints. The Bears are the only NFL team to score 21 or more points in every game this season. This is also the first time in 7 years that they've won four straight games in a season. The Bears cover Andy Hart's -4.5.
Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams clicking? Coming together? Is this... is this a long-term relationship, do we think? This is it's an interesting development in Chicago. We're so caught up in ourselves here in New England with Drake May, the second-year quarterback and first-year coach. Looks like the Windy City has some similar vibes, Fitzy.
Yeah. Did you see the video afterwards? Like, Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel keeps it kind of calm, emotionally centered in the locker room. I thought Ben Johnson was going to, like, fight a guy. Well, he is an animal.
He wanted to fight a sideline reporter earlier this year because he didn't, like, her questions, so I think he's got a little extra energy.
Seems like he's channeling his energy in a better direction towards his football team instead of the people trying to do their jobs. Joe Mazzulla should try that, as a matter of fact. Next one, Stiz.
Judkins unleashed! Judkins! Touchdown!
You think the Cleveland Browns are bad? Just watch the Miami Dolphins. 31-6, Cleveland beats Miami. The Cleveland Browns have scored 8 touchdowns since Quinshon Judkins began his Browns career. Judkins has 4 of them himself. Meanwhile, Tua Tagovailoa has the most 2-plus interception games in the NFL since 2022. He, Fitzy, has done it 12 times, and as part of that, your Browns were able to cover that -2.5 pretty smoothly.
That was less an endorsement of the Browns offense and more a vote against how just poorly the Dolphins, like, they are a disaster right now. How Captain Tracksuit, the vaped crusader, is carrying on. He looked like just such a mockery of a head coach before the game, during the game, and after the game. He's broke. The team is broke. There are reports from Jordan Schultz now that they might trade up to all 3 pass rushers, Judon, Chubb, and Phillips. Meanwhile, Browns just dominated them with that defense. That's one to keep your eye on this Sunday in Foxborough, folks.
Mike McDaniel, good thing he probably wears fancy slip-ons because they'd be taking his shoelaces away. I mean, that is a broken man if you've ever seen. We went through.
He toast.
I thought Mac Jones was a broken man here as a quarterback. I am now witnessing what a true broken man as a head coach is. And I don't really like him, so I don't know that I really feel bad for him, but he broke it.
Yeah, I honestly can't believe that they didn't leave him on the tarmac. I don't even know if they were home or away on this one, but I can't believe it's taking this long. It's so incredibly obviously over. What's the delay?
And he has to come in front of, like, you know, a room full of 100 men that are adults and some of them making $5, $10, $15, $50 million a year. He has zero confidence, juice, anything left in whatever he did have is long gone. I agree with you. I don't know how you can continue to roll him out there.
Didn't they just give him an extension last year? Was it last year?
2 years ago? But it doesn't matter. When it's that broken, you got to fix it. You have to remove, like, it's, you can't, you're a multi-billion dollar business. I'm not sure it ever was, but the broken version is toast.
Yeah, it was fun at the beginning. It was kind of more of like a peer than a coach. It never really felt disciplinarian, so to speak. But yeah, if Penn State can pay James Franklin $50 million, then Miami can pay Mike McDaniel whatever he has left to never coach there again. All right, next one, Stiz.
Couple of field goals. Holding one. And reaching up, it's intercepted by Horn again. It looked like Josh Reynolds was going to catch that, but Horn got his hands on it first and wouldn't let go.
Another assault on the eyeballs for the Jets for NFL fans. The Panthers, though, were able to take advantage of it. Panthers 13 and Jets 6. It's kind of like when the JV teams play before the varsity. The Panthers have a record above 500 for the first time since October 2021. Along the way, this was the fewest points allowed on the road for them since 2017. The longest run allowed was 8 yards against the Jets, that 3 straight weeks of presenting a 10-yard rush. And J.C. Horn's 2-interception day is the first for the franchise since James Bradbury did it in October 2019. So it wasn't pretty, but it did cover Ted's -1.5 for the Panthers.
That's pretty impressive. 3 straight weeks without a run of 10 yards. Because that includes scrambles. Like in this modern NFL, I mean, Drake May probably had 2 or 3 scrambles for 10 yards. That's pretty impressive for the Panthers.
It's the Jets.
Straight weeks. It wasn't always the Jets. It was other teams.
Two other teams is impressive. The third week, though, like, it is. It's impressive. The Jets, I think we can all, like, routinely agree, this is the worst team in football. It's so bad for Aaron Glenn. He said today at his morning presser, he was going to call around to other coaches to get some ideas as to what he should do about his quarterback situation. How have you handled situations like mine before?
You know who I would bring in? Tibbs, Tom Thibodeau. He's making the rounds in the NBA. Stopped at wherever the hell he was. He's in Boston now. Maybe just, I don't know, he's a great coach. He knows defense. Give him a shot at running an NFL team. Can't be any worse.
It's so bad that we're bringing in a basketball coach.
Yeah.
That's what we've been reduced to.
I have no faith, and Ted said this, like, nice guy and all, but that's also not working. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, though. The list of hot coaching candidates isn't exactly all that hot. There's, like, a lot of people already say Robert Saleh is back in the rotation, the former Jets coach. Obviously, the Jets won't be looking for Robert Saleh. A name I struggle with, and I hate that I struggle with it because I really respect his work, Lou Anarumo.
The old defensive coordinator for the Bengals.
The Bengals canned him, and he's now in Indianapolis, and now people are saying he's a head coaching candidate. Like, it's just coming at you fast and furious.
How about your boy Nick Cayley?
I have not seen him on the list.
Okay. All right, and we'll leave that
Texans
one there.
Play to, Dan, who did the Texans play tonight?
Seattle. The Seahawks out west, right?
The sneaky Seahawks.
Ooh. 10 o'clock kickoff. Andy will see no minutes of that game tonight.
That's probably, unless I wake up after falling asleep on the couch and see some portion of it.
Right.
That is true.
Like, all right, I got to put my ice cream bowl in the sink.
You're making me sound like a fat guy, and I am not. I'm nice and lean.
We've had extended conversations about Cotton Candy Crunch and Peeps today on the show. You've made yourself sound like a fat guy. But that's okay.
Fair.
That's enough about you. Let's get to what I did to the parlay this week, Stiz.
To the right side of Love, who fakes the handoff to Jacobs, and now throws, and it's taken in for a touchdown by Kraft.
The Packers did beat the Cardinals by a score of 27-23. Cool story from this week with them as well. Great story. The Packers signed kicker Lucas Haversick last week. He was prepared to be a substitute teacher before Green Bay called, and he kicked a franchise record 61-yard field goal. So a great story, but unfortunately, the spread was -6.5. So by just a couple of points, Andy Hart, I cost you. Your $96 victory.
You did. We came kind of a field goal shy of what we needed, those 3 points. But you're right. It is a great story. So he was going to make I don't even know what they make, $72 a day or something as a substitute teacher. Instead, he's kicking a massive field goal to keep the Packers alive. This would have been a bad loss for the Packers. It hurts our parlay, but at least in the real world, they escape with the actual victory.
And very quietly, Fitzy, Jacoby Brissett is the guy who has been under center for the Cardinals. They've lost a couple of games, but he's kept them at least within covering from a gambling perspective.
He's kept them within respectable distance because they played the Colts tight the week before. Hell, they played the Colts better than the Chargers, who people like myself believe could be an AFC West contender. They played them better, and then they had the lead over the Packers, Dan, for 3/4 of yesterday's game, that guy.
279 passing yards and 2 touchdowns with no picks. 25 of 36 was Jacoby Brissett yesterday for the Cardinals. So the Packers win, but they do cost us the leg.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
In our parlay, onward we trudge, Stiz.
Get it for the fourth time. Prescott.
Oh, a lot of time. Oh. Airs it out deep down the field.
CeeDee Lamb breaks the tackle. No one home. Touchdown, Dallas.
Andy was worried about this one. The Cowboys were not. 44-22, they beat the Commanders to cover. Stiz's -2.5. Dak Prescott is the sixth player all-time with 40 games of 3-plus touchdown passes in his first 10 NFL seasons. He joins Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and Russell Wilson in that. So, Fitzy, a dominant victory for the Cowboys in an NFC East matchup.
Man, if they didn't play the majority of the season like the Dallas Cowboys, if they just had a decent, it's almost like if they had, this linebacker defensive end hybrid who would be all over the field and is a generational game changer, man, they'd be something.
Instead, we have to listen to Tom Brady just go, ooh, ah, make noises as Dak Prescott makes plays. Is Dak Prescott a Hall of Famer?
That's a great question. If he keeps this up for another 3 or 4 years, the answer is yes. I think he can.
I don't know if he can make it based on his career if they never win anything. I'm not sure he's a Hall of Famer. If
you think he's just a stat compiler? I mean, he's
a little bit.
Got
a,
how about this? Best fourth round quarterback ever?
I'd have to do a little more research. Where was Joe Montana? Was Joe Montana third or fourth round? Because if Joe Montana was in the fourth round, then no, he is not. I think he was the third round for Montana.
Yeah.
I'd have to do a little bit more research there. But I don't know. I just, Dak Prescott's infuriating because there's times when you watch him and you're like, he's so good. And then you watch him and he contributes to them losing. And it's not always the obvious play, but missed throws. Just, he doesn't have it, it doesn't feel like.
Joe Montana selected 82nd overall in the third round.
Yes, I was right again.
All right, last one, Stiz.
Eight back in coverage this time for Minnesota. Hurts pointing, throwing, trying to find a loose man. It's A.J. Brown. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles on the opening drive.
Eagles get it done against the Vikings. Jalen Hurts is the first player this season to have a game with the perfect passer rating. Active quarterbacks to throw 325 or more yards on less than 25 pass attempts in a game. That's Jalen Hurts and Hurts alone. He's the first quarterback since Drew Brees in 2009 to do that without turning the ball over. So Brian was able to cover the Eagles minus 1.5 and a much improved week, Andy, for WEEI Afternoons. A 5-1 record in the parlay. I consider myself a man of faith. I will be back and better next time to try to round out a perfect 6-0.
I think it's more likely we go back to like 1-5 next week than it is that we win, but I'll keep betting.
Fair.
I'll keep having faith in all of us, and we had faith in the Patriots. Just to wrap that up, we all picked the Patriots. We all picked the Patriots to cover, and they did, and Dan Ball wants a cookie because he was closest to the score. Dan Ball picked 31-14.
He got a cookie.
He did get a cookie earlier, so it was a perfect day. We all picked Patriots, and he got a cookie. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends. We'll a little more talk of Drake May visiting some high school football. Also, we have a segment idea from the text line. It revolves around Stiz, but it's not a quiz. What is that? It's up next on Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.